now for the pre-pre. I am ready for Jingle Bells. Jingle Bell. That's not even the song. That's a remix.
That was a mashup.
Yes. Jingle Bells. Wait a minute. I'm ready. Are we gonna record or what?
Yes.
Are we already recording?
Yes.
Shit. Okay. I have stage fright. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Eric Candy Podcast. Have a nice day. Wait a minute. That's your line. Go ahead.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Eric Candy Podcast Candy Talk, where we break down our favorite picks of the week. I'm your humble host, Colleen, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Seth.
I am red hot.
We've got some great things in store for you today, so on that note, let's talk.
Let's talk. I'm ready to talk. It's the holidays.
It is. The holiday season is upon us.
Holla, 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 holidays.
Holla, 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 holla.
Are you ready for Christmas? I am not, because I'm Yeah. You're not? Good. Great. Because, you know me, I'm like the resident bah humbug.
Exactly.
I'm such a curmudgeon.
Right. Did you know that tomorrow is actually humbug day?
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to post all over Facebook and say, it's Bah Humbug Day. It's for me.
It's Seth. They just need to change the name.
It's Seth's Day.
To Seth Day instead of Humbug Day.
Pissy Boy Day.
Exactly. And no, I'm not ready for Christmas, even though it's a couple days away. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Man, it just creeps up on you so fast. So it'll be here. It'll be gone. We can have another opportunity to eat some dry ass turkey and go about with our lives.
Yeah.
That's all we can really do.
Oh, man.
But this one's going to be good. This is another talk. This is going to be the holiday talk. So I'm excited about it.
The holiday version of Candy Talk.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk.
Without further ado, let's get into our first pick.
All right.
What's in your boombox? So what you've been listening to this week?
Okay. So I know this is a holiday, but I want to do one that I've really been listening to. Then I'm going to go into the holiday stuff just a little bit, just because. So when it comes to what I'm typically listening to, this week, it's actually been Mac Miller. So if you don't know who Mac Miller is, he's a backpack rapper, came around, I'm going to say around 2000. Do you know who Mac Miller is at all?
Yes, of course.
All right, perfect. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to the audience too. So anyway, so Mac Miller, I slept on him. I didn't listen to him until maybe a couple, 3 years ago. And he's been dead for probably that long at this point, I think. So I kind of slept on him and I'm listening to his stuff. And his album that came out after he passed away is definitely a different vibe. And he's actually doing a lot of singing in it, which was... Have you heard the newest album that came out?
I have, yes.
I think it came out in 2020, I think. Maybe 2021.
It came out in 2020.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, I'm listening to him. And I said, man, this guy really had a chance to do well. But drugs just took a hold of him. And that's how he passed away. So listeners, if you are looking for something to listen to some backpack rap, I would say try Mac Miller. You will probably enjoy it.
I would suggest also listening to that one live album too. It's so good.
Okay. I haven't heard that. I'll look it up. I'll make sure to do that.
Yes. It's definitely on Spotify.
All right.
Check it out.
What about you? What are you listening to?
Well, since this is the holiday episode holidays. I wanted to talk about holiday stuff and you cheated, I'm going to talk about holiday music. And the music that I listen to get me in a holiday mood is always the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Explain, because I have no idea what the Vince Guaraldi Trio is.
Well, it's an American jazz. Well, he was an American jazz pianist.
He's a pianist.
Pianist. I mean, he's just really brilliant jazz pianist. But you would know him mostly because he did all of the music for Charlie Brown, the Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
So that's the vibe. And it's just, I don't know, the music's amazing. I love it. It's just fantastic. Okay. It always puts me in a good mood. And that's what really, like, I haven't listened to it a lot yet, but I guarantee as soon as I turn it on, it's going to put me into the holiday spirit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, look, even though you're calling me a cheater, I did not cheat. Cause I did say before I talked about my main pick, I was going to back it up with a holiday pick. So I will say what I do like to listen to and what I will listen to more this year. And you're going to hate me when I see this, when I say this, Michael Bublé. Is that his first name? I know you're standing there saying that. So I saw him on a morning show. I saw him on a morning show.
This is not where I thought this conversation was going to go.
Hey, look, first you're calling me a cheat, and now you're like, hey, you want to speak this?
Michael Bublé, Christmas music?
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, oh, okay, just going to listen to Michael Bublé. Okay.
No, the Christmas stuff. This is a Christmas episode, last time I checked.
Yes. Such an ass.
Love you. Mean it. I like the guy. He has a good voice. Yeah, he's Canadian, but whatever. It's all right. He was on his morning show, and he was doing some nice songs, and all that. I was like, okay, I can do that instead of listening to this damn Mariah Carey.
Oh, thank God!
All I want for Christmas is you.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. No, you know what's funny is last year you and I put out a which do you choose, like pick this or pick that, and I put up the Vince Guaraldi Trio and you put up the Mariah Carey, and that was the one that you wanted to listen to. So I now did this that. Year you're like, oh, screw Mariah Carey.
Well, you know why? Because I'm just trying to – I moved on from Mariah Carey. I want something good. New. All right. So that's why I did that. So you're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Next pick. I'm moving my neck and everything.
Next pick.
Next pick. Boob tube.
Sorry. What are you watching?
All right. So for my pick, what I'm watching recently on YouTube is this Czech guy. And his YouTube channel is called Honest Guide. So this is a little bit holiday because people travel during the holidays, obviously, right? So. Yeah. And what he does, he explains about scams and things that are in the Czech Republic and also other areas too. And he calls people out. And it's funny because it's like he's an investigative journalist, but he's not really. He's just a YouTube guy that's trying to teach people what to watch out for. And it's crazy because this guy has a million subscribers. And he talks about all these crazy scams. One of them, which I already knew about, but I was like, man, this is crazy. It's on a crazy level, is the street people. And, you know, if you guys, people are listening, if you guys ever travel to outside of the country, I would say for the most part, inside the country, we have our own share of panhandlers, right? We're all kind of used to that. But outside the country, they are really trying to scam you. No matter where you go, you are always going to get scammed. So this one is, someone comes up, they ask you what time it is. So when you pull out your watch, well, don't pull out, but you look at your wrist, basically. They put this bracelet around and say, oh, it's free. It's free. It's like, oh, well, thank you. And then they say, oh, well, can I have some money for my kid? And they try to guilt you into giving them some money, even though the bracelet was actually free. Yeah. And if you try to say, no, thanks, but thanks for the bracelet, they say, no, give me the bracelet back. So they do that, and they make loot left and right. It's ridiculous. So it's, I like this guy because he calls people out on camera and they go from being a really nice person to just all out.
Like livid.
Livid. They're spitting at him and they're.
Yeah, because he's breaking up their hustle.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know how I stumbled onto this thing, but I like watching this guy. He's fun to watch. He has a million subscribers. And at the end of every episode, he actually teaches you a word in Czech. So he says, all right, today's word is blah, blah, blah. And that means this. And he just teaches you something in Czech. And then, so watch that. It's called Honest Guide.
I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's cool. What you watching, Sun?
I decided to try out some holiday horror things. I watched a couple different holiday horror movies. They're pretty lame.
Like? But they're
like Pooka Lives, things like that. It was really like, what, I've just wasted a lot of time doing this.
Pooka?
A lot of time. Yeah. What have you heard of
Pooka?
This?
No, I've not heard of Pooka. Pooka Lives.
Two, yes. It's obviously a, you know, a what you call it, a part two?
A sequel, yeah.
Sequel, thank you. Like, what is that
Puka
called?
Puka lives. Puka takes a dump.
It's ridiculous. It's actually on Hulu. I believe it was made for Hulu, but the first one came out in like 2018 or something. I don't know, but they are Christmas horror type movies, and they're just ridiculous.
Is it like a slasher, or is it a Puka? Sounds like a little creature that comes around.
It's about a doll. Yes, it's about like a stuffed animal doll that's like a, you know, a Christmas hit, and it's flying off the shelves and things like that. But it comes to life and has two, like, an evil side and a good side, and it's just stupid. And
that sounds creepy.
I mean, I feel like the intentions of it could have been made better. We'll just say that, but it was just cheesy, and that's fine. I mean, if you're in the mood for that kind of thing. But it was just, I was watching it, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't get this. I can't get these hours back. I really can't get these hours back. But the other thing I did watch that I was kind of enjoying was another overdub thing on Netflix called Elves.
Okay.
But it's actually called Nise.
That's Chinese.
Nise.
Nise. Nise.
It's Danish. It's a Danish overdub on Netflix, and it's technically a holiday horror folklore thing about elves.
I could watch that.
Nordic folklore. Yeah, it was pretty good. And it's a quick binge. It's only like 6 episodes, and they're really short, like 20-something minutes each, and you go through it really, really quick.
Okay. I might have to watch that.
The actual folklore of the Nise, the elves or whatever, they're the kind with the long beard. Like, you think of a gnome. That's what you're supposed to envision in this particular folklore. But on this show on Netflix, they're just these things made out of like things that look like trees, and they got these crazy teeth, and yeah, they're just
that's kind of reminded me of our past episode last year. I think it was under folklore too, where they had like this little fairy things or whatever. Yes, and so
exactly, that's exactly it. It's the same, all in the same vein. That's why I enjoyed it, because it was a holiday-ish thing. And it had a horror element and the folklore element, so
okay,
not bad. And it was another overdub thing that was well done, so I'd say check it out. But I do have one more thing that I wanted to surprise you with, because we've talked about this at length many times.
I have a request first. I got a request for you. It's kind of serious, so I don't want to bring down the mood or anything, but can I have your Hulu password?
That's illegal.
I want to see this Puka, or see this the Nishi, or the Nishiki, whatever the hell it is.
The Niser, the elves, that's on Netflix. The other one call is on
me?
Hulu.
Excuse me, ma'am, what'd you call me? Okay, so, all right, honestly, all right, so what are you saying? So you got something for me?
Yeah, I have a surprise for you.
I like surprises.
The surprise is...
Oh my god.
Today.
Girl, put your shirt down.
Today, Seth, guess what I did?
You went poop?
Oh my god. Hate you.
What?
I watched Die Hard. For the first time.
I can't believe you. You just
made
my day.
I've never watched it before. See, I've never watched it. We talked about it last year. You were clowning me. You're like, I can't believe you've never seen Die Hard. And then you're spitting out all the freaking punchlines. And you're like, nothing. You don't know any of these.
I was so mad. I was mad.
I watched it today, and I have to say, I really enjoyed it. And honestly, it reminded me of why I really enjoy 80s action movies.
Yeah.
And also because they have like the full orchestra. The full orchestra, what do you call it? The score.
The full
orchestra score. Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Oh my goodness. You just made my heart sing
right there. And I would definitely say it's a Christmas movie.
That was my next question. All right, we can be friends going forward after today. After this podcast is finished for today, we're still going to be friends. I'm happy.
Good.
You just made my day.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Shoot the glass.
See, now I get all the jokes. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hans. Oh, man, that's great. So, yes, arguably. So, look, listeners that have not been listening for long, last year on a holiday episode, I did talk about, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or is not? And Colleen had no idea what the hell we're talking about. So, anyway, so she watched it now.
I just never watched it. I was like, I've just never seen it.
All right.
Now I have.
Oh, man.
Aren't you proud?
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud. I will have to watch that movie now. I have to find it on Hulu if you give me your account information.
What, the Pooka, the dumbass? I'm telling you, you will not be able to get your hours back.
No, I want your Hulu stuff so I can find Die Hard. I want to watch Die Hard, so give me your information.
Oh, that was on Prime.
Oh, fine then. I don't need you then.
See?
Fine. I don't need your ass. I don't need your ass no more. All right, cool. Next pick. Hashtag fun fact.
Here we are in the fun facts realm.
I got a lot of fun facts. I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
I love facts because it's always like just, it's almost like that thing we have on late night talk shows. I think it was David Letterman. He had the stupid human tricks. Was it David Letterman or was that Jay Leno? I think it was on late night though.
Gosh, you know, I can't remember.
It was one of those two. But anyway, I like the fun facts. Hey, look, I always like having these little things that are just fun. So one of my fun facts, because I had to say this one because I just said earlier how I'm trying to get away from it. And it's Mariah Carey. The Mariah Carey song, which everybody loves. And if you go to the malls, COVID or not, that song is playing in the background and probably every H&M, every... the loudspeakers. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Ugh. Okay, I know. But arguably, it's actually a fun song to listen to. But after you hear it 30,000 times in 1 month in December, it gets on my nerves. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, fun fact about that song. She wrote that song in 15 minutes.
There you go.
I know. That's a fun fact. It's kind of ridiculous because that song has probably made her... crazy amount of money.
A bajillionaire.
Yeah. Just off that one stupid song.
15 minutes of work.
Exactly. And all the work that we do on this damn podcast.
Not one cent. Not one red cent.
We'll do it for you, listeners. We do it for you. And don't get a dime. So if you want to give us something, you can always go to buymeacoffee.com and just look up Air Candy Podcast and you can just buy us a little coffee or something. And so we don't have to... keep asking you guys for money and hopefully we get lucky in panhandling. All right, well, you got a fun fact for us? You want me to, I have another one too. What do you got?
We'll just go back and forth. I have one. The Nightmare Before Christmas took 3 years to make.
3 years?
Yes, that movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, so I have
three
a question.
Years, yes.
Question. Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay. So was that actually made with clay or was that with a combination of other things?
I don't know for sure. I believe it was just stop motion.
Stop motion. Okay. I get them confused.
But I know that they were little figurines, stop motion things, but I don't know what they're made out of.
Okay. So I'm wrong. It's not claymation. It's stop motion, whatever that they do with that kind of stuff. So we have a mutual friend, Pete. He is in love with that whole thing. His house gets decorated in the stuff. It's crazy. So he is in love with that. And a fun
Tim
fact
Burton
about
stuff.
Yeah,
I love Tim
that
Burton
whole
stuff.
Like theme. I'm not sure what that theme is called, but I guess you can say it's Tim Burton theme, quite honestly. But anyway, okay, good.
Well, here's a fun fact to piggyback off of that.
Okay,
if The Nightmare Before Christmas took 3 years to make, Mariah Carey could have written 105,120 Christmas songs in that amount of time. If you break it down.
Now I'm just more mad at Mariah Carey. I don't even want to, because if she wrote that many songs, then, you know, when she'd be way more. But you never know, because she might have just written all those songs and then she might have gotten lucky and, like, not met Nick Cannon.
Low blow.
I know. That's a low blow. That's okay, a low though. Blow. I know. But people love to hate Nick Cannon. He's actually seems to be a pretty nice guy. Anyway, moving on.
Your turn.
So, all right. So, my turn. So, Americans spend on average almost $1,000 on gifts, decorations, and more during the holiday season. That's approximately 50 Chia Pets. What? Which seems like a lot, but also somehow not a lot.
It doesn't seem like a lot. In my mind, my first thought was, is 50? That's not much. But I guess it would be if you line up 50 Chia Pets.
Chia. And so here goes
another thing. Who is breaking this down? Like, if you talk, this is how many chia pets?
50 chia pets. I haven't actually seen a chia pet in real life in a very long time. I might have to just buy a chia pet just for funsies.
You should. Just for funsies. Why not?
Well, you know, now with all this health stuff, I was thinking, so chia seeds, you can eat those. You can actually put chia seeds on a thing, and that makes the thing grow.
That's all it is, right? Just the regular chia. I mean, I've got a whole pantry full of chia seed.
I guess. I mean, I knew just what a chia pet there. Was before I knew what a chia seed was. Exactly. Like, so which came first, the chia pet or the chia seed? Or the pet.
Exactly.
Like, which came first? I remember chia pets. Chia seed, that's some vegan bullshit. I don't know what that vegan shit. I don't know.
The chia seed. In the day when we were kids and I had my first little chia pet, I didn't know what the hell those things were. I was like, oh, yeah, it's just a...
Yeah, it would spread these seeds.
Didn't know.
Gross. So have you ever seen a chia pet after those things grow? I've not seen the after effects of chia. Like, is it just a big old fro and then it just dies or what?
Yeah, I mean, they sprout. Little green sprouts.
But then what happens after that?
I mean, you have to take care of it. And then it'll eventually will die. And you just slather on some more chia seeds and do it all over again.
Oh.
That's the cool thing about those little clay things or whatever. If you get the guy with the head and he grows hair, or you have the little pet with the fur, like whatever it is, like you can reuse that thing over and over.
All right. Well, that's actually a fun fact. I need to find that now. Now I want to find a chia pet. I'll probably have to go find that in a Walmart maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
Kmart. They've been out of business for years. But maybe I can find it in a discount store somewhere.
You'll find them in all sorts of different places and online. Just order one somewhere, I'm sure.
All right. So I'll be waiting for that, Colleen. I would appreciate that gift.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Fun fact for you. What do you get?
So we all know what we envision in our minds, what Santa Claus looks like, right? Chubby guy, rosy cheeks, long white beard. He looks real friendly.
Plumber's crack.
Right. You know, just happy, big old
fun. Jolly.
Jolly Santa. Yes. I was like, what word am I looking for?
Jolly.
But the fun fact is that Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola company, was actually the one that was responsible for putting that particular image of Santa Claus into our brains. Santa Claus, the myth, the legend, all that stuff has been around forever. The folklore of Santa Claus has been around forever. But prior to this Coca-Cola thing, Santa Claus was kind of more, I don't know, evil looking, I guess, or just creepy. You know what I mean? He didn't look the way that we now think that he looks. He wasn't warm and happy prior to that.
I got to call BS on this.
I'm telling you, it's true, because before 1931, there were many different depictions of Santa Claus around the world. And a lot of them were tall and like gaunt men, like just kind of creepy, like gangly and whatnot, kind of scary. And not until Coca-Cola in 1931, they started advertising and they put him on there. They made him this fat, jolly old man.
Oh,
and that's
so wait
how
a
we
minute.
All know about him now.
Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, first I call it BS. I take that back now. So you're trying to tell me, and these listeners, and you better not be lying to us, that Coca-Cola has been advertising Saint Nick, Kris Kringle, Mr. Klaus, since the 1930s with Coca-Cola, and that I was thinking that was in like the 80s or something. Are you serious right now?
It was 1931 that Coca-Cola commissioned an illustrator named Haddon Sunbloom to paint Santa for Christmas.
Really?
And this is the painting. This is the depiction that this particular illustrator came up for Santa Claus. Because, I mean, if you think about it.
Wow. Okay.
What's going to sell more Coca-Cola? A creepy Santa or a fat, happy, jolly, rosy cheek Santa?
Well... You're right. But every time you see Santa and the way that he's depicted, he's not always standing next to, or he's not always drinking Coke or standing next to a Coke bottle or a thing of Coke. So it's in books. It's in all this other kind of stuff. So you're trying to say that people just went off of the Coca-Cola Santa and they start making the books and doing The Night Before Christmas and blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Art changed afterwards. Yes. So after this particular commission of this piece of art, the depiction of Santa changed. So from then on forward, it was just a more adopted version of what people wanted to envision in their minds of Santa.
Man, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. You're just full of all these fun facts. That is awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right, moving on. What do you got?
I have a food-related fun fact, the last one for today. Did you know that eating KFC for Christmas is a big thing in Japan?
Hey! Why?
Well, it all started with a dream, Seth.
Oh, boy.
Literally, a dream. The manager of the first KFC in Japan, he dreamt of a Christmas party barrel of fried chicken, and then he made it happen.
What?
Yeah, and now... apparently, people in Japan, they have to place their orders for the Colonel's Delicious Poultry 2 months in advance before Christmas, or they risk
missing out.
Yes, or they risk missing out on the KFC experience for Christmas.
All right, so let's get real here. I'm not going to wait 2 months to get the bubble guts.
It's apparently a big thing.
KFC is arguably the most terrible chicken in the fast food market in this area.
I don't eat fast food, so.
Well, I'm going to speak for you. It's pretty fucking terrible. Sorry. It's bad. Popeyes or Royal Farms. That's it.
Yes, I will. Yes, Royal Farms. Yum.
Yeah, so back
when
in the day,
I would eat that.
Yeah, I was going to say back in your non-vegan weird days.
I still dabble in the things from time to time.
You still dabble in the chicken?
Yes.
Sometimes you eat the chicken.
Yes. I'm not 100% vegan.
Oh, that's all right.
Y'all hating on me all the time. Yeah, she's gluten-free. Oh, vegan. A little.
Well, you know what? We don't hate on you. We all love you. But just don't start coming out of your mouth with the crazy, like, macaroni and cheese recipes.
I already did. We already talked about that.
I know. Just stop. Just stop that. All right. Any more picks? I don't have any more. You got any more?
No. And since we were talking about food, let's move on to our next pick.
All right. What's cooking? All right. You're going to hate me on this one. I just hated on you. So you first, because you're going to do
please.
Yours. No, no. I don't want to.
Age before beauty. No, I'm kidding. Just go ahead.
Shut up. I hate your ass.
You got a couple months on me. Go ahead.
All right. So my old and crusty ass has a recipe for y'all. So this is actually kind of Christmassy. And you just bear with me, guys, on this. All right. This is something new that I just figured out. And I figured I would share it with everybody only because it's surprisingly delicious, especially when I put my stank on it.
Okay. I'm listening.
Pickled beets.
Is that holiday Christmas food?
Listen, wait a minute.
Is that holiday related?
Listen, just bear with me on this one. Pickled beets. Yes, people eat them all around, but I found a way to add a little Christmassy flavor to them.
Oh.
That's the reason why I'm saying this now. So the recipe that I found, I actually made it up myself. It was a combination of Martha Stewart, and she's really good at Christmas stuff. We all know that, especially her vodka drinks. If you don't watch her and Snoop do their stuff, then definitely watch
because
she always has some kind of a vodka recipe. She loves her vodka. So anyway, a little bit of that, a little bit of smaller things. So I was new to beets. I always thought pickled beets were a pretty terrible thing until I actually tried this recipe. It's not very syrupy, but for the holiday season, what you do, I'm not going to go into great detail with it. If you want to, email us at aircandypodcast@gmail.com. If you want the recipe, I will absolutely share it, but you have to email us, all right? So if you do that, boil the beets just like you normally do, but you add a little bit less sugar. But to add the Christmassy part, you add ginger and you add cinnamon. Cinnamon, ginger, and sugar, and you can even add a little bit of rosemary in there, and that will kind of make it more Christmassy, because that's when you get like the cinnamon, you get the cinnamon, the candles, and you drink your wassail, and then you have your pickled beets, and you have that as a side when you're eating whatever you eat during the holidays, whether it's borscht or whether it's schnitzel or whether, you know, that's German. But if you're eating dry ass turkey as we eat in the United States. So anyway, so that's my recipe. I know it sounds crazy. You guys are probably going to hate me for it, because those of you that are listening know that I am a good cook. And why the hell would I pick pickled beets? email me. I will give you the recipe, and then I want you to say if it was good or not. Thank you, and I am done.
Well, I love beets, so I feel like I would like this.
Try it.
Although I've never had pickled beets ever.
Me either, until I tried this recipe. So I really just tried this recipe out of nowhere. I was like, pickled beets.
So you get the beets like with their skins on them and everything, and then you
pickle them myself.
Do it from okay.
Girl, you know how I'm a mountain man.
You know how I do.
Yeah, I don't buy no crap out of a can. I made that crap myself.
No, not out of a can, but you know.
Well, I never knew that. So I was on this camping trip, and that's where I got it from. We were talking about food for some reason because I made this pickled cabbage thing. And had all the guys loving it. And then this one guy said, hey, dude, man, I'll tell you what, pickled beets. And I was like, I was like, all right, man, I'll give it a try. Because he was really raving about pickled beets. And I was like, all right, let me try it. And I put my little stank on it. So for the horror days, check it out, y'all.
I would like to check it out. Do I have to email you to get the recipe? Or can you just give it to me?
You might have to talk to my agent first.
Okay.
And then we'll just see what's going on. So what do you got, boo? It better be better than my pickle beets.
Monkey bread.
Oh, that's absolutely better. Crazy. Monkey bread is, oh man, that's my shizzle. All right, so let the listeners know what monkey bread is, because maybe we're talking about like everybody knows what monkey bread is. So let people know what it is.
Well, quick fun fact about the monkey bread. The original term monkey bread comes from the pastry being a finger food. Because as you eat it, you're like picking it apart like a monkey would. That's where it comes from. But it's actually a Hungarian dish dating back to the 1880s.
Really?
Yes.
I thought monkey bread was like a Pampered Chef thing. I know. Don't laugh. Because I've been to my fair share of Pampered Chef parties. And and I'll probably say I've been to who knows how many I've been to. And for some reason, every time I have monkey bread, it's at a damn Pampered Chef party. Maybe because it's so easy funny to make. I don't know.
It's pretty easy to make.
All right. Well, you can let us know how to do it. I want to make it for the holidays.
Well, so you need a bundt pan. That's the most important thing that you need to make it correctly. And then you need to get a bunch of biscuits. Canned biscuits are fine. You need sugar. You need cinnamon. Putting some chopped pecans in there is good. Some brown sugar, vanilla extract, and melted butter.
Oh, pecans. Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I make it. It's really good. So what you do is you break those
nuts
biscuit things up. You open them up, and then you cut each biscuit into fours. You don't use the flaky biscuits. You use the regular soft biscuits, and you cut them up into quarters. And once you've cut them all up into quarters, and you toss them in the cinnamon and the sugar and all that, and then you make a melted syrup with the brown sugar and the butter and the vanilla.
Oh my God.
And after you've placed every single one of these little balls of cinnamon and sugar in the bundt cake, then you pour the stuff on top of it.
Oh my God.
I know, my mouth is
watering. I know, man. Just moving my loins.
And then you bake that bad boy.
Oh my God.
And then it comes out. And then once it's cool, you flip it over and then you have your awesome monkey bread.
Oh my God. It's my loins already. Oh man, fuck these beets. I just want to have monkey bread. These beets are terrible. My old crusty ass eating pickled beets on the holidays by myself in the basement. And you're having a good old time upstairs with friends and family eating monkey bread, and I'm in the basement.
Yeah, in your bomb shelter.
Right, exactly. Eating 1942 pickled beets. I am terrible. You just upstaged me with this monkey bread, moving my loins.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, guys? Listeners, you guys know Colleen and I at this point. We are the same, but we are different. So, all right. So, me and my pickle beets, still try it. Email me. All right?
And guess what, guys? You don't have to email me to get this recipe. I will link it directly into the show notes. You're welcome.
Whatever.
Because I'm nice. Seth is not.
Whatever. So
although maybe he is nice, because maybe you don't want his dumbass pickled beets recipe anyway.
People that really want my recipe, you guys can go ahead and page me.
Hit me on the hip.
Hit me on the hip. All right, cool. Well, that was fun. All right. So hopefully all right, here goes a bonus. Listeners, Air Candy Club, we want you guys to make either or of these recipes and post them up.
And we want to see if people make one either or, they're going to pick mine.
You don't know. You don't know our listeners like that. You don't even know our listeners. You don't even know. You know, so we're going to wait and we're going to see. I want to see something posted before the end of the year. So you guys better post something. It's either going to be these beets or this delicious monkey bread. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
All right. Next.
Moving on to the next pick.
All right. You know what really rattles my rails?
Here we are again. It's that time.
More food?
No.
What are we going to do? I know what it is. I know. This is the part that you always love to hate. Do you know what really rattles my rails?
What's bothering you this time, Seth?
Oh, God. All right. Here goes one. All right. And here goes me being Mr. Grinch. All right. Don't get upset when I say this. What is up with adult gift giving on Christmas?
Adult gift giving? Yeah, I don't understand.
I can't even say it right.
Giving a gift to an adult. Yeah, versus not for a
like
child.
Kids. That's kind of what I'm trying to say here. Like, what's up the way that like people do it now? It's so like there's no element of surprise. I like being surprised with gifts.
Yeah, sure.
But,
yeah.
But the way that the adults do it now, they just it's more like formal, and it's formal, like, okay, well, what do you want for Christmas? Well, I want this. Okay, I'll go ahead and get that. And then you order it on Amazon, then it shows up to the person's house.
I see what you're saying.
It's dumb.
I see. It takes the whole thought behind you doing something and thinking of it yourself
right
out of the equation.
Yeah, basically you're just asking them for what you want, or, you know, you're asking what they want, and then you tell them what you want, and then they buy it, the same exact thing, because we're old. We basically have everything. So, just give me some socks. All right, about that. So the person buys you some socks. Literally, they buy you socks because that's what you said. And then they wrap it up, and then Christmas comes, and then you open it. Oh, wow, socks.
Socks.
It's effing stupid.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah, there's no element of surprise there. All right, so that's
I can see
really
how some people would be down with that, because some people might not want a gift that they don't really want or need, and they would prefer to tell somebody, hey, I would like this, or I need this, you can get me that if you want to spend money on me. But I see what you're saying, because
it's stupid.
I personally prefer to get some, if I get gifts, I don't get gifts much, but if I do, I would like it to be, you know,
something
surprise.
Someone would make for you, or a surprise or something like that. Just don't say, well, give me that. And then, hey, look, we are grown people. Do I need to? Now, granted, I'm not going to turn down socks. All right, let's just put that out there. But anyway, but I'm just saying, like, why would I just? I like the element of surprise, right? You get a gift for somebody just because you're having a conversation with them. Then you just surprise them with something. Like the whole, like, informal, formal thing, I think it's just kind of like, it's just dumb. Like, we're all grown people. We can afford our own stuff. If you really want to go out and get something really nice for Christmas, just go all out. Like, get yourself a nice watch or something. Get yourself something, or a new car, or do, I don't know, maybe something like a little bigger than just, and just give me some surprise.
Did you just say a new car?
Go all out. Just go all out.
Fuck the socks. Give me a car.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to step it up a notch. That's all. So,
a notch. That's only one notch from socks to a car.
Look, that's my rant. I'm sorry. It's crazy. You're buying all these presents. You're wasting paper. And you're wrapping it up, and you're opening it, and you're saying, oh, wow, great. It's exactly what I asked for. Thanks. So that's my rant.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to sound like that I'm ungrateful, because at the end of the day, you know, it's something that you don't have to pay for. But maybe, guys, listen, if you're a grown adult, just don't tell your significant other for what exactly you want, one to two things, and then you get both of them. Give them a long list of things that you want. Give like an actual Christmas list, like a child would do. And then you'll be surprised with it.
But see, I've spotted several flaws in your plan.
Why?
Several. Because what if there's multiple people that want to buy you a gift, and you've given this long Santa wish list to several people, then you get the same gift from multiple people.
I have the resolution for that. I have the solution. It's called Elfster.com.
What?
You're welcome. called Elfster. I did a Secret Santa last year.
Is this a wish list type thing?
This is a wish list thing. I did it for Secret Santa, and it was freaking awesome. I put all my stuff on there. I have my list. I said what it was. I didn't know who my Santa person was.
Well, that's the same as an Amazon list. It's the same thing. You were hating on that. So why? What is the difference?
The difference is this. Say, me and you were dating, right? So to say, hey, Colleen, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, I really want you to get me some socks. All right, great. Awesome. Anything else? Well, I would really kind of want to get a toothbrush or whatever the hell you say, right? And then Christmas comes. You and I are sitting down in our onesies, eating our monkey bread and our pickle beets. Right by the Christmas tree.
Listening to Mariah Carey. And watching Puka. Right.
It's just a beautiful Christmas morning. And then we open the presents, and it's exactly what we just
Socks
talked about.
And a toothbrush.
Right, exactly. That sounds like the worst Christmas ever. Or maybe the best. I don't know. That sounds like a good time.
I mean, I don't ever bitch, because I, you know, if I get a gift, I'm just excited about it, even if it's something that I had already mentioned in passing.
You're right.
I guess that's the difference of someone who's spoiled and not spoiled.
Seth. You're right. I am not spoiled. I appreciate everything. Actually, I am known, and you shouldn't even hate on me like this. You shouldn't
so
even
mad at me right
don't
now.
Don't even start right now. You know that I am appreciative of everything. You could give me a box full of air, and I'd be like, air, where'd this come from? Your house?
I made it myself. Right. I made this air.
So
with my mouth.
Ooh, what used to be in this box? Fritos? You dirty bitch. Oh, God. All right, so rant over. I'm off my soapbox. So, yeah, sorry, guys. I'm such a curmudgeon during this time of year. So, next year, I'll probably be hating on something else. So, anyway.
Next week.
So, next week, I'll be hating on something else.
It'll be something.
Oh, man. All right, so next on our list.
It's DIY.
And I helped.
Yes, here we are. It's a DIY.
All right. You foist.
So I chose to give you guys a quick and easy, super, super easy DIY Christmas gift. This could be a last minute gift, or it could be a thought out gift, I guess. It's called reindeer beer. And this could be a gift given to an adult or a child, depending on what kind of beer you get. You get root beer for a kid, or your fun adult that's not drinking alcoholic beverages, or you can get real beer. For someone who does drink alcoholic beverages, you get a 6-pack of beer.
I'm listening.
The trick is you get a 6-pack of beer. Then you buy little googly eyes, and you buy little red pom-poms, and you buy brown pipe cleaners. And you just make little antlers on each bottle, and you put eyeballs on each bottle and a little red nose on each bottle. So you have a reindeer for each bottle. It's very cute.
Aww.
Reindeer beer, so, DIY.
So you would do like a little mix
little
pack, right? A little
you
sixer.
Could, you or could just mix buy a sixer. And they look better if you buy the dark beer like in brown bottles.
Okay. I mean, what other color bottle is there?
Green.
Yeah, Heineken or something like that. Okay, I got
blue,
you.
Blue, clear. There's all sorts of glass.
I'm thinking about beer bottles, though. It's either brown or the blue, like Bud Light or
clear.
Whatever. Yeah, but clear. Name Green. A clear beer. What?
Corona.
Okay, you got me there. I don't shop on that section of the liquor store. Thank you. All right, I like that. It's
very
almost,
cute. They're yeah, really cute. Cool. You just get a little sixer and put the little crafts on them, and super cute, super quick little DIY gift.
Another DIY gift, now that you said that, it's another cool little DIY gift. I like it when people put, like, the mixed nuts or, like, the soups inside of a ball jar, and they cover it with the cute little fabric, and they put the bow on it, and they do all that. And so that's really nice, because you can dump that, like me, I love like the multiple bean soup, like the 7-bean soup or 15-bean soup. You put that in there, then you dump that, you make that, and then you can use the ball jar for whatever you want to use it
those
for.
Those are great DIY gifts too, because it's all mixed together, the proper portions. You just dump it in there and you cook it, and those are great gifts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's actually a really good last minute thing, like the reindeer beer, the ball jar situation. Like if you are complete putz and you forgot about someone for Christmas, you just go to the store, you buy a ball jar. If you don't already have one at your house, you go to the kosher aisle, you get the manischewitz split pea soup and bean soup, which is one of my favorites actually. So you have that, you throw that in the thing, and then hey, you save the holiday.
Yes. Or do the reindeer beer, because it's much quicker and easier.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're literally just picking up a 6-pack and some brown pipe cleaners and googly eyes and red pom-poms.
So please explain to me how that's quicker or easier. Where are you going to find the pipe cleaners? That means you got to go to the liquor store. Then you got to go to Hobby Lobby.
And then you or have to any buy store, all Walmart, whatever store, any kind of big store would have a craft section. And you just go get the shit.
Why don't you just go
easy
buy the...
peasy? Or you might have it at home. Some people have craft supplies at their own home.
True, true, true. You're right.
I do not, but a lot of people do.
I do not either. Okay. All right. Wonderful. All right. So mine's not exactly. It is DIY, or it's more of like a how-to, or a, it's one. It's just a little bit different.
Life hack.
So my life hack is how to keep bed bugs away when you're traveling for the holidays. So
away from getting on you while you're traveling.
Coming home with your ass.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because please share.
I'm sure people are listening now and be like, oh, let me turn this up because I'm headed off to Uncle Jim's house right now. Let me turn this up. All right. So those of you that do not know what bed bugs are, this isn't going to be a tutorial about bed bugs. You can look up bed bugs. Just Google it, right? Google that. But one thing that you have to be diligent about is check your bed before you lay down in the hotel or wherever you're at. You have to do that. I know. This is not a conversation
just talking
that
about
we
it
have
gives me
to
the,
have.
The heebie-jeebs.
It's terrible. I did it too. I just came back from traveling not that long ago, and I did the same thing. I've been doing it for years. I've been pest control for a really long time. So Google bed bugs. I'm not going to teach you guys about that, but I will just hammer it home. When you guys are traveling over the holidays, no matter where you are going, make sure that you take off the sheets and take off the what is it? What's that little pee pad or whatever the bottom thing? What's that thing called?
I don't know what that's called. What is the mattress protector?
Yeah, the mattress protector. You take the pee pad. You take a look at that thing. Look for spotting. Look for bed bugs. Look for shed skins.
You look for pee stains.
Look for pee stains too. Look for all that stuff. So you do that. Spend the extra 5 minutes looking. Use your camera phone light. You can do.
What are you looking for?
You're looking for freaking bed bugs or signs that there were bed bugs there. Shed skins. It's called spotting. Looks like black little spots on there too. I know. It's disgusting.
I'm feeling itchy.
If I ever saw a bed. Luckily for me, I've only seen signs of bed bugs, but I've not seen actual bed bug in my own travel. I've seen plenty of bed bugs in real life, going to people's houses and killing bed bugs, but not in my own travels. So if
me
you
neither.
Do that,
thank
you're,
God.
You will. Thank me later. When you come back, don't just open your stuff up and put it back in your stuff that you didn't wear, maybe. Do Ooh. Not do that.
I know the trick. I have an idea. I think I know what you're going to say.
What are you going to say? I'm listening.
I think you're going to say, instead of putting stuff back, put it directly in the dryer.
Yes.
Yes.
You're a good student. Absolutely. Yes. Guys, take your stuff, whether you wore it or not. If it's dirty, obviously throw it right up in the washing machine. If you did not wear it and it's still fine, throw it right up in the dryer. Put it on dryer on high for a minimum of 10 minutes and it will kill live bed bugs if you end up taking some home and their eggs. So you will absolutely do that. Do not slip up. If you travel out of town, you're in a hotel, take the 10 minutes because generally, treating your house for bed bugs is super expensive. So that is my advice to you. If you need any more tips, follow me on Instagram. And I will be, I'm
Follow
kidding.
Me for more tips. Your holiday travel tips.
Do it. You're welcome. You'll thank me later. Trust me.
Okay. I can see how that can be useful.
During the holidays or even after the holidays too. Trust me.
Yeah. I mean, who wants bed bugs?
Oh, that's the worst thing. And I've saved people.
I've never had them, thank God. But I feel like I've seen them at a hotel. And actually, yes, I have seen them at a hotel. And I remember
that you were staying
asking
at?
Yeah, and I asked to be moved.
That's the best thing. I remember a very long time ago when I did this, me and my neuroses, you know, me with these bed bugs, right?
You know, me and you are the same.
I know. me and you were like two peas in a pod when it comes to that. So neurotic. So I did that a long time ago. And then my buddy that saw me do that, he went on a trip that same year later on. And he texted me and said, "What the hell is this?" Obviously, I'm not going to tell who the person is. But that person, "What's that?" And I said, "That's a bed bug. Tell him to switch your room." He's like, "Oh my God." He's like, "Seth, I'm so glad that I watched you do that because I saved his ass from getting bit by bed bugs or taking the damn things home." So, so that's my DIY for the holidays.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You'll thank me later again.
If I ever travel again in my life, which probably won't. But here's to hoping.
I was going to laugh at you and say something not nice, but I was like, I don't know. I can't not be nice to you. Listeners, you guys may not notice, but for this special occasion, Colleen has on reindeer antlers and they are super cute. And I'm surprised I didn't say anything in the beginning of this podcast, but I can't be mad. I can't clown her too bad because she looks super cute with the reindeer antlers on.
Thank super you. Cute. Thank you. I had to try to get festive somehow.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. So maybe next time I'll throw on a costume and surprise you and our listeners with some crazy costume I might put on. I don't know.
I would love that.
All right. So cool. What do we got next?
Moving on to our very last pick.
All righty.
Can I have some assistance, please?
So got a couple questions for holiday type advice. First question is, Seth, how do I keep my Christmas lights from tangling up?
Well, if you ask me, don't put up Christmas lights at all.
Fuck the holidays. Right? Fuck decorating.
Man, fuck them lights.
You don't want lights tangling? Don't buy them, bitches.
Right, exactly. All right, so let me see. So how do you keep your Christmas lights from tangling up? I would say is this a guess situation? Do you want me to guess or are you going to give me some advice?
I mean, we can just spitball it. What do you think? How can we do this?
Besides not putting them up in the first place?
Right, that's a great option. But I mean, you know, keep putting up Christmas lights is I don't know, I like Christmas lights up.
No,
like
they are nice.
I actually like to keep Christmas lights up all year long. White ones or different like single colored ones, you know?
What are you, from Bondoc?
Years ago, not outside, but like in my room.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Like for ambiance or whatever, just have that as the lighting. And many, many years ago, when I lived with my cousin Norris, we used to have what we called Christmas kitchen, and we would take Christmas lights and string them up all the way around the perimeter of the ceiling in the kitchen, and it was Christmas kitchen all year long.
I actually like that. That's cool. I like that.
It's nice because it's a nice little ambiance.
No,
it is. But anyway, yes, if you don't want things to tangle up, you can just not use them at all.
All right. Yeah. And that's a curmudgeon answer. So let's go for something that's more realistic. All right. I'm going to say And you know what? If you really got money, you just keep the whole tree and everything. Just take the thing and just put it inside your large storage space.
Yeah.
And just wrap it with, just cover it with like a whole bunch of
like, here's my Christmas storage and here's my Easter storage.
No, well, you're right. Look, man, for real. You can do that, right? You get that and then you have like a big old sheet or something like that, a big Christmas tree sack that you just cover the whole thing up and just cover it. Yeah, exactly. Just cover it down. Exactly. And just drag it inside your big old
like the Grinch
room.
Did when he stole the tree.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs> Man, I am hating on Christmas, man. It's just all these Grinch ideas just come out of my head. Like, yeah, that's all you do. Just shut the whole thing and just, oh man. You know, so that is one Christmas movie. I know I'm kind of going off topic here, but that's one movie that I'm gonna look forward to watching. I watched it last year.
The Jim Carrey version?
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, I love that. Fabulous.
So good.
Yeah, that was a great movie. So I will watch that. Even though I am a Grinch, but at least I can watch my fellow Grinch.
Yes.
Do his thing.
Kindred spirits.
Exactly.
Well, one last question.
Okay.
For advice.
All right.
How do I keep my stress level down during the holidays?
Bourbon.
Lots of liquor.
Lot of liquor. Okay, so you're asking me this now? Oh, I don't know how to keep your stress down. I don't know, man. Use your PTO. I say you do that. Use your PTO and just take off of work. You do that. That'll keep your stress level down. Bourbon will absolutely help. That keeps stress level down. And read the Bible.
There you go. Get some Jesus in your life.
Get some Jesus in your life. All right. So what is your answer to keep your stress level down?
I say just don't overcommit. You know, don't spread yourself too thin. Don't overcommit. And honestly, if you have some beef with family or people or whatever, don't feel like you have to go see certain people just because it's the holidays. You know what I mean?
Good point.
I just feel like there should be an element of self-care. And if part of your self-care is avoiding people that elevate your stress, then just don't do it. Just say no.
Very good point. Because when I was younger, I used to always thought it was so cool. Like for Thanksgiving and Christmas, you go to all these multiple places. Oh, we're going here for Christmas dinner. That's at 12. We go over here at 5. And then for late night, doing this or playing games, that'll be at 10. Nowadays, I do one thing and I'm at my house. And that is it. I'm not trying to be doing this, that, and the third. Messing around with people. I'm not doing that. Okay.
No, it's exhausting. Who wants to drive? And then, it's just too much.
Your stomach full. It's just a dry ass turkey. And you just want to just.
Dry ass turkey has been mentioned several times today. I know. Probably about 5 or 6.
I know. People dry feel me. Turkey. Listeners can absolutely feel me. It's either one or two. It's either one or the other. Either turkey is just dry as hell or it's like the most delicious deep fried, whatever, brine turkey. It's whatever. Like in the middle, I guess it kind of sometimes happens. Like, it's okay. But it's either just dry as hell. There's no knock on the cook. It's just turkey's just a terrible meat to eat in general. It's just dry as hell. Like you have to be really good at it. So you can have great cooks that just, they do a turkey and it just doesn't, it's like, whatever. All right. I did the turkey because it's Christmas. Fine. You're welcome.
Do y'all see how this turned into another rattles my rails? Yeah. Like just like that. Poof, we're back into a rant.
I know. Me and my dad, I know. I'm terrible.
But so that's for Seth to keep his stress level down, he's not going to eat dry ass turkey.
That will keep my stress level down. So I totally agree with you. Yes, do not overcommit. Don't go to too many places. Don't mess around with people that are going to stress your life out. Because honestly, they're not stressed out. So why do you get stressed out over them? Because they're not stressed out over your ass. So don't do that. What I do, I drink bourbon. I also don't overextend myself. I don't worry about too much. I stay away from dry ass turkey. I eat my pickled beets. And you ain't going to do
that. Maybe you'll get some monkey bread.
And maybe some monkey bread before I go to sleep with some warm milk and the cookies that Santa didn't take. And that's my story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Stick to my story. I think that's done. Are we done?
And on that note, we're Dunsky, dude. So. All right,
so I guess I got to say what I always say. Take us home, baby.
So thank you guys so much for listening and spending time with us today. Please don't forget to subscribe to our show so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you're feeling generous, please consider supporting the show on buymeacoffee.com. If you have a question, comment, or episode idea, or if you just want to drop us a line to say hello, you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Air Candy Podcast, or send an email to aircandypodcast@gmail.com. So hit us up because we want to connect with you. And until next time,
peace.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
La da 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 da.
I don't know all the lyrics to any Christmas song.
Me neither. I do not either. Nope.
I might know the hook, and that's all you're going to get from me.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
And we're back.
My poop is impacted. Can I have some assistance, please?
Can I have some assistance? Slick Rick the Ruler.
Slick. I can't with you. And MC Ricky D. Give me the smash hit, Mona Lisa. You know, like the picture. We should do our twisted tune.
She's a hoe.
A lot of these hoes around. My nuts roasting over an open fire. Yeah, all right. No more twisted tunes. Leave that to Weird Al. I'm red hot.
What were the other like one-liners from fucking Reefer Madness that we used to say all the time?
That's it. The funniest thing where we just died, it was the one where they were dancing, they were smoking the reefers.
You're like
and the girl would dance like this.
Yeah, and the guy's playing the piano with the cigarette like
right, yeah. Next on When White People Smoke Dope.
God.
Oh, shit. I'll let myself out.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good job, Wiener.
You're right. Yeah. Good job, Wiener. Good job, Wiener.